بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we come to the third part of the advice of سيدنا حاتم الأثم رحمة الله تعالى, where he talked about the way for us to get Jannah, how to pass the test of this life. And in that he said that we must develop within ourselves a love for giving that is more than the love for receiving. A love for giving which is more than the love for receiving. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, somebody asked him, they said, the man asked him, how do I know if I am from the people of this dunya or from the people of the akhirah? If I am focused on the dunya alone or if I am also focused on the akhirah. And he said a very beautiful thing. He said, imagine that you are there and two people come to you simultaneously. One comes with a gift for you and the other one comes to ask you for a favor, to ask you for something, maybe material, maybe you know, your effort, whatever. So he says, imagine this situation, that you are sitting there and there are these two people. One comes to you with something material to give you, and the second one comes to you with asking you for a favor, not with anything. He comes to you asking you for a favor. Now, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, check within yourself. See within yourself what is your situation. Which one do you like more? Which person do you look at more favorably? Is it the person who came with a gift for you? Or is it the person that came to ask you for a favor? Now, therefore it means we have to look at and understand the issue of infaq fi sabilillah, of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, differently from how we probably have been used to seeing it. Usually we see charity or infaq fi sabilillah or spending in the path of Allah as net outflow. So I have $100, I give $20 in charity, so I'm now left with $80. So my wealth, which was $100, has now been reduced by 20%, so I'm now left with $80, and that $20 I have given in charity. Of course, I have a good feeling about that. it's something that I should do. I'm happy I'm able to do that. So I'm not resenting that. But at the same time, if I ask you a straight question and say, did that $20, do you have it or have you lost it? Yeah, sure, you will get back in the akhirah, but in this world, have you lost it? You will say, well, I have lost it, right? And most of us will say that we've lost it. Now, question is, what is the change that is required? And the change that is required is precisely this. To illustrate, let me share with you the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. The famous hadith which of Aisha Siddiqah radiallahu anha, which most of us or all of us have heard many times. And that is where she said that somebody had gifted a sheep. She had it slaughtered. She distributed all the meat, gave it all off in charity, the whole sheep, except for one shoulder, which she preserved for Rasulullah to cook for him when he returned home. So when he did return home, she said to him, "Ya Rasulullah, somebody sent a sheep. I had it slaughtered and I gave away everything and I only kept one shoulder." Rasulullah said, "Aisha, you have kept the whole sheep except the one shoulder." Right? Except the one shoulder. Now, the point is that what is the paradigm shift? What is the difference in perception that Rasulullah ﷺ is advocating? He is encouraging us, he is teaching us, he is showing us how we need to look at what we spend in the path of Allah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la bay'un fihi wa la khullatun wa la shafa'a wal kafiruna humuz zalimun." Allah said, "O you who believe, spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before a time comes when there will be no friendship, there will be no sale and no buying and selling, no tijara, no bay'ah. And there will be no intercession, illa mashallah. And the people who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who deny this meeting, who deny this day of judgment, they are the transgressors." So Allah is encouraging us and saying, do it while you can do it. Which means in this life, while we have time, while we have money, while we have the ability, let us spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will we do that? We'll do that when this paradigm shift happens. When we help ourselves to understand that by giving, we are actually not losing, but we are preserving and saving. To give you another example, which I gave the other day also in Jummah. Imagine that you are depositing cash in the bank. If you keep cash at home, it is unsafe. It is, your home might be broken into or something, or you might get held up somewhere. So you take the cash and you deposit in the bank. Now, when you go to the bank with the cash, you have cash in your pocket, you have cash in your carrier, your briefcase. And when you come out of the bank, having deposited the cash, your pocket is empty, your briefcase is empty. But if I ask you, have you lost this cash? You will say, no, I haven't lost the cash. I am now content and I am now at peace that this cash is safe. So if I tell you, but you had the cash in your pocket when you came there, but now you don't have the cash. You will say, well, exactly. I brought the cash here so that the cash will be deposited in the bank and the bank keeps it safe for me. Right? And how much cash does the bank give you when you go to draw that cash out again? Because the bank keeps it in some sort of, safe deposit or something, keeps it as a fixed deposit. So the bank gives you more than what you put in the bank. Now please, fixed deposits are haram. Interest-based banking is haram. I'm not encouraging that. I'm just showing you this as an example to illustrate the issue that not everything which leaves your hand is a loss. And not everything which comes to you is a gain. Things may come to you which are actually liabilities. Money you get, money you make, is within quotes a liability for two reasons. One is because you are now liable to pay zakat on it. And secondly is that you are now liable to be held accountable for it. Whereas what you spend is not a loss, it leaves your hand, but when it leaves your hand, it is earning you reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. And it is safe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah told us that nobody gets impoverished because they were charitable. Nobody becomes poor because they gave charity. Charity is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. It cools the anger of Allah. And it is something that is hugely, hugely beneficial for us. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned this. And he said, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ وَمَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَضُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ. Whatever is with you will finish, will perish. And whatever is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain. We ask Allah to enable us to understand this and to develop the love for giving in such a way that it exceeds our love for keeping or for receiving. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.